Forgiveness is the most powerful thing you can do to get on the spiritual path and stay there. If you can't do it, you can forget about getting to higher levels of awareness and creating real magic in your life. There is no such thing as a well-adjusted slave. Whenever you are tempted to give less, try giving a little extra instead. Guilt means that you use up your present moments being immobilized as a result of past behavior. Healthy habits are learned in the same way as unhealthy ones, through practice. A woman one time asked me, "What are the blocks to my happiness?" And I responded immediately, "The belief that you have to have blocks." Listen to your body, and it will tell you what you need to know. If you take two sentences out of your life, "I'm tired and I don't feel well," you will have cured about 50% of your tiredness and 50% more of your illness. Just stop saying it. Once people know you are intimidated by their anger, they will use it to victimize you whenever it will work. You get treated in life the way you teach people to treat you. If you build a house that has as its foundation only one support system, and that particular support collapses, your entire house will topple. Love the seemingly opposites in your world. Treasure their way of being as a gift to you. Give up the wants. Know that you do not need one more thing to make yourself complete, and then watch all those external things become less and less significant in your heart. Shift your focus from "what's in it for me" to "how may I serve?" The key to being effective and awake in our lives is to be students rather than teachers. If you are pessimistic about anything or have any hatred or dislike in you, that is the place to go to work. That is the evidence that you aren't living with a temple in your heart. To live your life the way you choose, you have to be a bit rebellious. You have to be willing to stand up for yourself. Being relaxed, at peace with yourself, confident, emotionally neutral, loose and free-floating, these are the keys to successful performance in almost everything. Inner development is just as important as outer physical development. A gold watch at the end of a 50-year career with one company is no compensation if you disliked yourself and your job for all those years. The only difference between someone who's beautiful and unattractive is a judgment. There's nobody in the world who's unattractive. No one on this planet. Unattractive is just what people decide to believe. Examine the labels you apply to yourself. Every single label is a boundary or a limit of one kind or another. The famous Danish theologian Soren Kierkegaard once said, "Once you label me, you negate me." Detachment is one of life's great lessons for those on the path of enlightenment. Your lifetime in form is to be honored and celebrated. Go beyond your enslavement and live fully in the now, the only time you have. If you don't take time for your exercise and health now, then you'll have to take time later for being sick. If 90% of doctors don't believe in the mind-body connection, how do they wiggle their toes? Neurotics are looking for problems. They want things to get worse. They want to be right. You are always a valuable, worthwhile human being, not because anybody else says so, not because you're successful, not because you make a lot of money, but because you decide to believe it and know it within. The now, N-O-W, is a magical place where you are uniquely capable of being so involved that there is no room for any unhappy or debilitating thoughts. The way to oneness seems to be through the path of inner harmony. The way to inner harmony is through your thoughts. If you think that the solution is outside of yourself, but the problem is inside of yourself, then you're living an illusion. The fact is that every problem is in your mind, and so is every solution. At the same moment that you are a protagonist in your own life, you are also a spear carrier or an extra in a much larger drama. Children need to know that the words "it's impossible" are not a part of your vocabulary, and that you are a supporter of their dreams. You'll hear psychiatrists talk about living in the past. No one can live in the past. You can only live in the now, using up now by reminiscing about the past or feeling bad about the past. But you can still only live now. You get the choice on how you want to use up your nows. Everything that happens to us has a blessing built into it.